Deuteronomy chapter 10, I want to focus on verse 12. Now Israel, what does Yahweh your God require of you but to fear Yahweh your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul? Well, these words are interpreted for us in Micah 6 verse 8 that interprets them. And there we read, what does Yahweh require of you, just as is said here, what does Yahweh require of you but to do justly? That is here the equivalent in Deuteronomy is, what does Yahweh your God require of you but to walk in all his ways, to fear him? Well, that is to do justly. Micah says, what does Yahweh require of you but to do justly and to love mercy? Well, here in Deuteronomy, what does Yahweh require of you but to walk in his ways and to love him? But Micah says to love mercy. And then Micah says, and to walk humbly with your God. Here, to walk in Deuteronomy, to walk in all his ways. So then, to love God is to love mercy. And of course, we want to love God, but what does this mean? Well, love is not just a passing emotion that, ooh, I love God. Just as love between two people is not simply a passing emotion. Fair enough, it's hard to define it. But here, comparing the two passages, we do see Micah's interpretation of what it means to love God. It means to love mercy. And who do you show mercy to? Well, to other people. And this, of course, is what John is arguing in his letters, that you can't say you love God and yet hate your brother. To love God is to love your brother. So for all time, then, you see absolutely the warning that you cannot simply love God on an individual level, on an intellectual level, that I, sitting in my apartment behind my screen, yes, I press the right buttons and I love God, I have a relationship with God, but stuff everybody else. This is not at all the way. The problem with an intellectual approach to God and to faith is that one can assume that I love God because I understood this verse or that verse, that this theme or that piece of theology out of the Bible. You may indeed understand correctly, but to love God is to love mercy, to actually like being forgiving, merciful, generous, understanding, because that is what God is all about. To love God is to love him for who he is, not simply the idea of God, which you have in your head, but to love him for who he actually is. And who he is merciful. When he declares his name to Moses, he says, Yahweh, I am Yahweh, a God merciful, gracious, full of forgiveness, etc. This is his parade characteristic, to be merciful. Now, in human relationships, they often tend to go wrong because people fall in love with an image of a person and they sort of transfer onto that person whom they meet all their expectations and hopes of the ideal man, the ideal woman, rather than actually loving the person for who they are in reality. And it can be the same with us, that people have a certain idea of God and who they would like God to be and who they think he ought to be, and they may fall in love with that. This is the huge significance of the Bible, that here we have God's word, and so much of it is history. Here we have the outline of his ways, his dealings with people in the past, particularly with Israel, which was full of mercy. So, to love God, as it says in Deuteronomy 10, what does Yahweh your God require of you but to love him? Well, this is interpreted in Micah 6, what does Yahweh require of you but to love mercy? And he goes on to say, and to humble yourself, to walk with your God. So to actually walk with God is, well, it requires humility. You've got to humble yourself to walk with God. It just shows that man's natural inclination is towards setting himself up above God and to consider that, well, I don't have to walk in his ways. Why should I be merciful? Why should I forgive? And why do you feel that? Because of your pride. How could I who was wronged, I who am right, how can I forgive this or that? without, you know, repentance or all this sort of stuff. This is all pride. So to love mercy, you've got to humble yourself. And so when Deuteronomy says that what does Yahweh require but to love him and to walk in all his ways, well, you've actually got to humble yourself to do that, because to walk in his ways, to be as he is, to love him, is to love mercy, because that is essentially who he is. So, you notice, by the way, in the book of Deuteronomy that there's a sort of a development, I think, in the thought of Moses, although all that he says is inspired. Because earlier he says, fear the Lord your God. Whereas here we're told, yes, fear the Lord your God, but love him. And quite often fear in the earlier parts of the law of Moses, now Moses is at the end of his life, perhaps on the last day of his life, certainly in the last month of his life, as he says Deuteronomy, he changes that fear Yahweh to love Yahweh. And I think that that is indeed a sign of maturity, to move on from fear. Fear of God, fear of people, fear of possible consequences, to love. That is the bond of maturity, as Paul puts it.